CPR News, I'm Nathan Heffel. Colorado's Ken Salazar has a new title, U.S. Ambassador to Mexico. The Senate confirmed him unanimously early this morning. The former Colorado Democratic Senator and Interior Secretary cleared the biggest hurdle, Republican Senator Ted Cruz. The Texan has held up many State Department nominations, but did not object to Salazar. During his confirmation hearing, Salazar said he recognizes the challenges of the jobs, but is optimistic about the opportunities to strengthen the U.S.-Mexico relationship. About half a dozen colleges and universities around the state have reinstated last year's mask requirements, CPR's Paolo Shelton reports.
After dropping mask mandates earlier this summer and planning for a more normal fall semester, many institutions have again asked students and staff to mask up indoors in places where there's high community spread of COVID-19. The Auraria campus in Denver, home to three higher education institutions, has followed suit along with the University of Colorado campuses and Colorado State University's Fort Collins campus, among other schools. Most colleges and universities also require students to get vaccinated against COVID-19. I'm Paolo Shasta, CPR News.
The Perseid meteor shower and a new moon will make for spectacular viewing tonight and tomorrow night, but astronomer Doug Duncan of the University of Colorado Boulder says you'll need to get out of the city to see the show.
Any place you can go that's nice and dark, and the darker it is, the more you're going to see.
Taking a trip into the mountains or visiting one of Colorado's dark sky reserves is really the best bet. It is 88 degrees and sunny in Meeker. This is CPR News.